Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 2 to 6, 8 to 10. Our psalm for today is Psalm 19. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 30. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is yearning for the Word of God. In today's Gospel, our Lord Jesus embodied the words of the prophet Isaiah and declared publicly that He is the Messiah, and He comes now to declare the Lord's year of favor, the Lord's year of mercy, and the Lord's year of liberty for those crushed by life's challenges. Yes, we were crushed by sin and death, but the Lord's salvific actions of mercy have released us. Hence, John's Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, we have been given the right to become children of God. In other words, my brother, my sister, like Luke's addressee, Theophilus, in today's Gospel reading, we are lovers of God and bearers of the Holy Spirit, called and anointed to consume the Word of God, that is, to learn how well-founded the teaching is that we have received, and to be led and directed by the wisdom of God. However, the fact is that some have lost and are losing the hunger and thirst for God's Word, because the troubles of life, earthly pleasures and distractions have overwhelmed us. Thus, in order to unblock our yearning for God, we must find strength in the Word of God. Hence, we must study and listen to the Word of God and follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus. Therefore, we must learn to forgive and release those who have hurt us. It is a difficult ask. Hence, we must ask for the joy of the Lord, our stronghold and our strength. We cannot do it with our own power. We need His strength to forgive and to let go. Besides, we have all received the gifts of the Holy Spirit and have been empowered to fulfill the salvific mission of our Lord. But we must be open to the Spirit who helps us to find peace in the Word. He ensures that we are committed to the Lord, and that we are doers of His Word. Thus, if we are lovers of God, then we must spread the love of God. If we have studied and consumed His Word, then we are called to help others to rediscover the Lord. And if we have encountered the healing power of God, then we are called to accompany those crushed by life's expectations, those crushed by their personal failures, and those crushed by insults and persecutions of others. And may the Lord in His infinite mercy grant us a renewal of His presence as we carry out His injunctions today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.